Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page, we have Chloe Swank, one of the co-captains of the Newton softball team, plays third base. And Chloe, thanks for taking time to visit with us. First off, how long have you been playing softball?
Since I was like 5-ish.
Wow. What got you started?
My brother played baseball, so okay. I always was playing catch with him. So we just figured, why not put me in it, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. How much older is your brother?
He's 3 years older than me.
So you guys could play quite a bit then.
Yes.
Growing up. Was it like,
it was a family feud.
Family feud?
Yeah.
Okay. I can understand that. I know you, team-wise, probably wish for a better season than what you have right now. But you personally, how do you feel you've been doing?
I feel I've been doing okay. I mean, there's obviously some things that I think I could clean up myself. I think I could probably get on base more, but in reality, all I'm doing is really hitting at people instead of around people. But other than that, there's not much. I mean, there's some fielding errors that I could clean up, but.
Well, I checked your stats. 275 batting average. Fielding percentage was like .930. So that's not bad. And you had one homer. What game was that in? Do you remember that home run?
Yeah, it's Indianola. It was a doubleheader. And what's funny is the girl that I hit it off of, I'm playing softball with her in college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So where are you going to college?
Simpson?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be fun to do that. Well, I mentioned you're one of three captains on the team, mm-hmm. along with Paige Benson and Max Sims. And which one of you is more vocal?
Definitely Mac.
Mac?
But there are, it goes Mac, me, then Paige. Paige is kind of just, she's the emotional support most of the time. Mac's very strong with her words. She makes sure she knows that she has said what she feels.
What she feels, okay.
Yes, and then I'm kind of like in the middle of that.
Okay. Now you got a lot of young players playing.
Yes.
Emerson Ray is one of them that comes to mind right off the top of the bat. What do you try and tell them during the course of the season?
I tell them don't be so hard on yourselves, because I was in that position once, and I know that coming in and being younger and playing over people that are older than you, and that's like, it's scary because you don't want them to hate you, but also at the same time, it's like, you're on the field for a reason. Like, you deserve to be there, so make the best of it and don't tear yourself down before you even get a chance to show what you're capable of.
And you try and tell them too that, as seniors, you were in their position at one point in time too.
Yes. Yeah, so. Yes, I was. Yeah.
So when you go to Simpson College, you're still going to be playing third base, you think? Or what's kind of the plan there?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'm assuming third and catching, but I haven't caught very much in the last two seasons, so might be rusty.
What's the hardest thing about playing third base?
The hot shots. Honestly, there's not really, actually. It's the slow rollers, because you have time to think about those. The hot shots, you don't even have to think about. You just, like, stick your glove
reaction.
And hope it's there. But when they're slow or, like, bunts, you have to think about it, and then you're like, oh, okay.
What about that long throw across the diamond? That's a ways. Mm-hmm. And you got to do it pretty fast, too, because the runner's going.
Yeah, I definitely think shortstop has a farther throw, so it's okay. That's what I tell myself is, it's okay. Could be worse.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've got several more games coming up. Kind of your goals.
My goals? I just want to get on base every game, at least once every game, if not more. And I continue my no strikeout, because that's my goal. My goal since last year. I had one strikeout last year.
Okay. How many do you have so far?
None?
Oh, wow. That's good.
So my goal is to continue not having any. That was my goal last year.
I hope we didn't jinx that.
Yeah, I know.
I said
that the other day, too.
Oh, man. I'd feel really bad if we jinxed that. So.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
So what you got coming up the rest of the week?
Friday. We have a doubleheader with Oski.
Exclusive. Okay.
Yes.
And how do you think you can do against them?
We lost to them 2-3. And I think that game, it wasn't really errors on the field that cost us. I think it was initially our base running. Our hitting was good. Our attitudes were all good. It was, I think, base running is what killed us, took that game from us. So if we can focus on the bases, I think we have a much better shot.
Definitely winnable games.
Yes.
Okay. Well, best of luck. Thanks for spending some time with us on the Lely Radio Sports page.
Thank you.
And we were talking to Chloe Swank, one of the three captains on the Newton softball team, plays third base on today's Lely Radio Sports page.